Karen Hughes, one of President Bush's closest advisors, is leaving the White House next week. A former television reporter, Hughes began working with George W. Bush during his first campaign for Texas governor in 1994. At the White House, Hughes oversees every presidential speech and press release. She came up with the phrase, compassionate conservative. She was the ghostwriter of Bush's autobiography and has been described as the president's alter ego. NPR's senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with Hughes in her West Wing office.
Karen Hughes still is not packed. A picture of a younger Hughes interviewing the president's father, George Herbert Walker Bush, remains on her White House bookshelf. Her desk is filled with papers. Her collection of ceramic angels, representing patience and joy, still stands watch behind her desk. There is already something different about the 45-year-old Hughes. Normally, she's an intimidating presence who fiercely defends the president and who keeps a tight hold on information. The daughter of a U.S. Army Major General, she's serious and always determined. Here she is on September 11th.
Our fellow citizens and our freedom came under attack today, and no one should doubt America's resolve. President Bush and all our country's leaders thank the many Americans who are helping with rescue and relief efforts. We ask our fellow Americans for your prayers for the victims, for their families, for the rescue workers, and for our country.
Now, a few days before she leaves the White House, Karen Hughes' demeanor has changed. She's joyful, smiling, even giggly. She's returning to Texas because her high school-aged son and her husband are unhappy in Washington. But it's clear Hughes, too, is happy, almost giddy, to be heading out.
A couple of the reporters who had traveled with us during the campaign were, I think, surprised, but also genuinely kind. And I told the president, I said, you know, one of these reporters had actually some tears. And he said, that's the wrong body language. You're not leaving. You're going to continue to be involved. You're just moving your family home to Texas. So.
You think he's in denial?
No, I think he recognizes that I will continue to play a very valuable role.
Now, you've known George W. Bush for a long time. Even before he was governor.
Back since the motorcade was one car, as he says, and he was sometimes driving.
Tell me a little bit about him and the change that you've seen in this man.
Well, you know, in many fundamental ways, he is the same person. People ask me whether I see a difference in him since September 11th, and I say he is more so. He's always been focused. He is more so. He's always been great at setting an agenda and setting the priorities and holding people accountable on his staff for producing results. And he is a very disciplined person. Exercise, I think, and prayer are important parts of his daily routine, and they both help him manage the very difficult aspects of his job. And I remember seeing him a couple of days after September 11th. We were in the Oval Office and the Secret Service wanted to take him out of the White House. And he looked at them and said, I'm not going. And besides that, I'm hungry. And called and got a hamburger. And I think that just sort of led all the rest of us through what was a very difficult time.
What have you learned?
Oh gosh, so much. Obviously, I'd never been in Washington. I'd never managed communications on this large a scale. I've learned a lot about policy. Condi Rice has been very generous in letting me travel on all the foreign trips and attend a lot of the meetings with foreign leaders. And one of the things I hope I'll be able to do when I'm not so involved in the day-to-day details in the White House is spend some time thinking about an issue I care a great deal about, and that is how we as Americans do a better job of expressing our values to the world and communicating to the world what we're really like. Because there are little boys and girls all across the world right now growing up learning to hate America. Right. And as long as that's the case, we're going to have a difficult time keeping the peace. And I really want to spend some time thinking about how we can better communicate the strengths of this great country to the rest of the world.
Now, people say to me that you are the most powerful woman, closest to any president in the history of the United States, but does your standing as a woman with this much power in the White House make a difference to you now that you're about to leave?
Well, I think it says a lot about the president and that he's comfortable empowering strong women and listening to their advice and trusting them. And it is interesting that it is a Republican president who has more women in senior positions in his administration than any president in the history of our country. I go to a senior staff meeting every morning. I think there are 18 people around the table, and 8 of them are women in very senior positions. He always says he wants members of his staff to give him their unvarnished opinions, and I have a piece of wood on my desk. I keep it there, an unvarnished block of wood, to remind me that that's my role.
Does it make a difference? Do women get pushed around here or not pushed around? Or
I think we have a lot of very strong, capable women here. I think it, from my perspective, I think I bring a working mom's perspective to the White House. And I've always struggled to maintain that because one of the things I was worried about when I came to the White House was it's the kind of place where the longer you're here, I think the more isolated you can become.
Absolutely.
And so I think when I lose my proximity here, I will lose something in the sense of proximity to the president, but I hope I'll gain some perspective.
Now, people do worry that with you gone, they say, well, who's going to be his protector, someone he's known from way back home, someone who's been there with him, his guide, and they see you as having fulfill that role for a long time.
Well, there are a lot of people here who I think one of the things I think the president does extraordinarily well is build teams. He surrounds himself with very capable people. Here in Washington, what I saw him do was take a team of people from Texas who knew him really well and blend it with a team of people who knew Washington really well. And the end result is that both of those groups are now one group, and we all know more about Washington from those of us in Texas, and the ones from Washington know more about him. One of the reasons I'm able to feel comfortable about not being here every day is because I know he's got such a great team.
And the concern that somehow the staff won't be able to serve him as well. Andy Card was quoted as saying,
I think that was all ridiculously overblown.
And will you have the ability to pick up the phone and get George W. Bush on the line?
I think I will, because he says he wants my advice. And as long as he wants my advice, I'm certainly planning on giving him my advice. Obviously, I will focus on kind of big picture communication, strategy, message, particularly one in these days when there is so much information available on the internet, on all the cable channels. It's sometimes hard from here in Washington to know what the people out in America are hearing from the president.
Right.
And I think I'll be able to offer some valuable perspective of what is coming through in Austin, Texas.
And will you be involved in any GOP politics in Texas?
Because I'm going to continue to advise the president and work for him, I probably will not be very involved. I will be there a loud and proud fan of the Republican ticket, but that's my role. I've got one campaign left in me, and I hope that's the president's reelect in 2004.
As soon as Hughes vacates her prime West Wing real estate, communications director Dan Bartlett moves in. Like Hughes, Bartlett's ties to the president go back to Mr. Bush's first campaign for governor. He also worked for the president's other alter ego, Karl Rove. Now it falls to Bartlett, who's 31, to balance Rove's power in the White House, a task that only Hughes has been able to do so far. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.